you know, there's 10,000 rumors involved with Jeremy Pruitt right now, but a few that that are out there that I would tend to believe are from some people that I have spoken with over there. This is a man that loves the nightlife. This is a man who loves the ladies.
Wow.
And he made himself available while he was in Tallahassee. He's 39 years of age.
Wow.
Bald, striking.
Wow. This is good stuff here.
He is engaged to a 23-year-old.
Okay.
But there were others. And to make the long story short, Jeremy Pruitt is getting ready to put a ring on this young lady's finger. They are getting ready to get married, I believe, in April or May.
Okay.
And when push came to shove, it was, if you want me, we're out of here. There is a ton of conversation and rumor.
If you want me, we're out of here.
We're out of Tallahassee.
The fiance said this.
Yes, we're going somewhere else. And in this case, they elected to go, obviously, to Athens.
Wow.
What has really made this discomforting over there is one of the alleged mistresses happens to work for Florida State, okay, in the athletic department.
Whoa.
And
this is blockbuster
she
stuff.
Is a very young gal as well. So it's about as juicy as you could possibly ask for.
Dang, okay.
And, again, you and I yesterday, David Lamb yesterday, it just doesn't make sense for a guy to come over in 1 year, do what he did with his defense, and then in the middle of the night decide, I'm out of here.
Yeah,
now we're starting to find out why those reasons are.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Rick, and I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. If he was going back to Alabama, if he was going back home, you know, if he had a sick parent in Oklahoma and he's from there, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there didn't seem to be any of that. So to your point, yeah, it didn't seem to be any of that. It just... And again, it's your right to go coach wherever you want to coach. He's going to work for a wonderful man in Mark Richt. You know what? And it's a terrific program. I mean, Georgia football program is a terrific program. There's no debating that.
Nope.
But he certainly is leaving a good one. So wow, that's stuff that I did. Wow, that's powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. I didn't know anything about it.
It's very powerful news. And apparently, you know, Jimbo is aware of it. Everyone over there. It's small town. Yeah. That's a small town. Right. I mean, this is New York City. You can't get away. With things along those lines, once again, despite what he said during his press conference today, Pruitt's press conference today when he was introduced as the new D coordinator at Georgia, I was told once again from an impeccable source that Florida State would have just about matched the money. The money's not a concern.
And common sense told you, without me being nearly as connected in Tallahassee as you are, common sense told you wouldn't lose a guy. An athletic department that probably is a $70 or $80 million athletic department, $70 or $80 million athletic department, isn't going to lose their best recruiter and one of their best coaches for $300,000.
No,
I common sense would tell you.
Right, and the relationship between Fisher and Pruitt was very good. Okay, they got along. He gave him full control of that defense. It was a relationship that was strong. There were concerns about the philandering. There were concerns about the nightlife and things like that. Heck, we talked about a couple of years ago. I mean, he asked Coach Hudson to basically hit the bricks. Coach Hudson spent too much time knocking him back, and that was a negativity.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I don't even know if I mentioned that a year ago, but that was certainly the main reason why he left. And that was a negativity within Jimbo's regime. But certainly with what happened here is... You know, the guy just spent a little bit too much time with the ladies, particularly that young lady involved in the athletic department.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, there's stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else. Rick Ballew gave it to you right here on 1010XL.
Through all the rubbish and with Jeremy Pruitt, who, again, they don't win a national title without him. He was outstanding. I love this man as a coach. I thought he was phenomenal. I thought he did an incredible job. And I think very big shoes to fill at Florida State now at the defensive coordinator position, with Pruitt being introduced today at Georgia as their new D coordinator. Frank, comes down to, do you promote from within? And the two names that are being kicked around are Sal Cenceri and Charles Kelly. I honestly think if they do go from within, it is Kelly. If they go that route, there's a large school of thought that Jimbo goes back to Terrell Buckley, who was just announced as the defensive back coach at Louisville, a week ago under Bobby Petrino. That is the school of thought. I happen to believe they're going outside the program. I happen to think that he's got 4 to 5 guys on his short list right now that Jimbo is going to interview and to bring in. Timing's key here. Signing day's 3 weeks from today. You want to have your defensive coordinator in place, even though they got all these verbal commitments.
Right.
You want to know who you have before National Letterman Kent Day.
Got any names?
Yeah, there's a couple of names that's out there. Jeff Collins is an interesting name out of Mississippi State. That's a guy who's picked up a little bit of traction. Bob Shoup, who's available at Penn State, was a coordinator there a year ago. Jim Levitt,
yeah.
He's kind of been out of it for a while.
Interesting. Forgot about him. Where is he now? Is he out of it altogether?
He is out of it altogether. You know, some big names. Ed Orgeron didn't make any sense to you and I. I know that name's out there.
They're not going
to
hire Ed Orgeron.
He's a defensive line coach.
I say they're not. I don't think they're going to hire Ed
Right.
Orgeron.
Randy Shannon's name's been thrown about.
Yeah, I think he's getting the job in. I think Bielema is going to promote him.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that that's going to happen. Another pretty decent name is Lorenzo Ward out of South Carolina.
Right.
Spurrier just got a raise today, up to $4 million a year.
I don't think Lorenzo will leave to leave South Carolina to go to Florida State. Because, number one, again, that's a lateral move. I mean, South Carolina's only won 11 games the last 3 years.
I hear you.
And I think he feels in debt. Spurrier gave him that gig. You know, even when Ellis Johnson was there, Spurrier gave him the coordinator gig and had him work very closely with Ellis. I don't think Lorenzo will leave.
Remember one thing. Last year at this time, or I guess a few weeks prior, when Mark Stoops took the head coaching position at Kentucky, a short list of names came out for the Florida State defensive coordinator position early on. Jeremy Pruitt was not on that list.
Right.
Jeremy Pruitt was a late name, a late arrival. So, again, people are digging here. They're trying to find out, you know, through the Jimmy Sextons of the world and the coachings, the coaches and their agents, who's getting interviews and what have you, trying to find names. Do not be surprised if there's a couple of guys that have not been mentioned that Jimbo was clearly looking at.
Kurt Roper wasn't on the list.
There you go.
I had a pretty good list. I had a list that I'm convinced a lot of those guys were on the list, and Kurt Roper kind of came out of nowhere.
That's a good example, too.
So we'll continue to track that for you. Again, Rick, with a little bit of a bombshell to start the program today, explaining why Jeremy Pruitt left, and why he felt the need to leave, and then in addition to that, certainly who the candidates might be to replace him. So we'll certainly track that story.